Hello and welcome to today's news podcast powered by China Daily. I'm Fidel Kizito and will be your host for today's episode, where we delve into several recent developments in China, covering topics from internet growth to environmental protection. China's internet landscape continues to experience rapid growth. According to a report released by the China Internet Network Information Center, a number of internet users in China surpassed 1.09 billion by the end of 2023. This translates to an increase of 24.8 million users compared to 2022, highlighting the nation's growing digital inclusion. The report also emphasizes efforts to bridge the digital divide with over 2,500 websites and mobile applications implementing accessibility features for elderly and disabled users. The report further underscores the growing role of digital technologies in public services. Sectors like travel and healthcare have seen a significant rise in online usage. Notably, the number of users accessing online car hailing services and medical services jumped by 90.57 million and 51.39 million respectively compared to December 2022. This indicates a growing trend of embracing online platforms for daily needs and convenience. The rapid internet expansion also translates to economic benefits. The report highlights the positive impacts on consumption and the digital economy. For instance, the number of users making online travel reservations reached 509 million by December 2023, a substantial increase from the previous year. This surge in online travel bookings demonstrates how digital platforms are stimulating tourism and economic activity. An interesting aspect of the report is the rise of live streaming platforms, such as major channels for economic and cultural developments. It cites an example from March 2023 where a large number of internet users in China watched basketball matches organized by Jiangsu province through live streaming. This event not only boosted tourism in the region but also showcased cultural exchange through digital means. Shifting gears, we turn to China's position on the recent UN Security Council resolutions. China's permanent representative to the UN, Zhang Yun, expressed opposition to a US-drafted resolution concerning the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The draft resolution called for ceasefire but was criticized by China for being ambiguous and failing to explicitly demand for an immediate cessation of hostilities. China emphasized the importance of a clear ceasefire as a fundamental step towards peace and condemned a one-sided nature of the resolution, which they felt did not adequately address the Israelis' actions. Now let us explore a positive initiative. China is actively promoting communication and exchange between young people from China and countries involved in the Belt and Road Initiative. Launched in March 2022, the state-level campaign has facilitated projects that benefit young people in the BRI countries. These include internship opportunities, training programs, and cultural exchange initiatives. Over 90,000 young people from the 19 BRI countries have participated so far. This program fosters a spirit of collaboration and entrepreneurship among the young generation, contributing to overall success of the BRI. In the realm of environmental protection, China has announced a strict approach to combating illegal fishing practices. As part of the annual Shining Sword mission, authorities are committed to enforcing a summer fishing moratorium and cracking down on destructive electric fishing. Collaborating with neighboring countries to address cross-border illegal fishing will also be intensified. This year's Shining Sword mission will focus specifically on curbing illegal capture of the ilavi in the Yangtze River estuary, a practice driven by high demand in Japan. These measures are crucial for protecting the Yangtze River ecosystem and ensuring sustainable fisheries. Finally, we turn to Chinese Premier Li Xingyang's recent visit to Fujian and Jiangxi provinces. During his inspection tour, Premier Li emphasized the importance of prioritizing people's well-being in promoting high-quality developments. He called for the improvements in various areas such as enhancing the environment, providing better care for elderly and children, and developing a well-balanced housing system. Additionally, he stressed the significance of scientific and technological innovation, fostering a supportive business environment and ensuring full employment opportunities. That's all for today. We've covered a range of topics showcasing China's digital growth, its stance on global issues, efforts to promote youth exchange, environmental protection measures, and the government's focus on people's well-being. For more on international news updates, please visit our website www.chinadaily.com/cn.